This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Enjoying one third of Ramadan has just finished. We're entering the 11th night, and this is Illuminations, Quranic Reflections on the Quran and certain things that stand out to me, inshallah, and from the Haramain. And today's recitation, the Imam spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this particular set of verses from Surah Al-Anfal. Surah Al-Anfal, which follows Surah Al-A'raf, is a surah that speaks about jihad and the struggle and establishing Islam and how one attains victory through the lessons learned in the Battle of Badr. And the Battle of Badr was an extremely very pivotal battle, because essentially it was either they win or Islam would never have spread if they hadn't defended, and they were outnumbered 3-1. So there's a lot of deep reflection on what establishes Islam and protects from harm and oppression. And it is a very powerful surah that reflects on all the different types of meanings of struggle. And if you notice, the previous surahs focused on internal struggle and establishing faith. So now when we talk about external struggle against enemies and those who wish evil upon Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala focuses on also an internal component as much as an external component. So the ayat that stood out to me from Surah Al-Anfal are ayahs number 23 on, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ وَلَوْ أَسْمَعَهُمْ لَتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a very powerful ayah, had Allah wanted any good in them or known any good in them, He would have certainly made them hear. That's such a powerful statement. If Allah wanted good in someone, so subhanAllah, when Allah wants good for you, He makes you hear Islam, and He makes you hear the Quran, and He makes you come close to faith. It's a very powerful ayah, meaning if it's Allah's will that He wanted good in you, then He would bring you to that which will bring you closer to Him. Such a powerful thing, meaning Allah wants good for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah and others, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah wants you to turn back to Him. And it is very powerful. The idea and notion that Allah wants us, and hence why we come close to Him. So from Ramadan has been a moment where you've come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's because Allah wanted you to come near to Him. And Allah loves you that you're going through the struggle of wanting to come close to Him. It's such a powerful ayah. So whoever Allah wants and loves and wants good for and wills good for, He makes them hear what they need to hear. He makes them hear the advice or guidance that they need in their life. You ever thought about that? You ever thought you heard something and you didn't want to hear it? And you're like, man, I don't know why they're telling me that, even though it's something true. Even something you need to implement. Something that must be, you know, in fact, something you need at that time. But it's because Allah wanted good for you, He made you hear it. So similarly, that essence of like Allah wanting good for us, and hence He wanted good for them. So if he saw good in them, or He wanted good for them, He will make them hear that which they need to hear, the guidance that they need to hear, or the people that they need that will direct them in the right way. But if even He had made them hear, Allah says they would have surely turned away heedlessly, meaning those who eventually fought the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they rejected Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw in them that they didn't want good, they did not seek it. So hence their hearts turned away and they rejected and they fought the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says then to the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. Very beautiful, beautiful ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. And know that Allah stands between a person and their heart, and that to Him you will all be gathered. The notion here is that it is also upon us that it's not only, okay, Allah wills good for me if Allah wants it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, respond to it. Respond to the call. Respond to Allah wanting good for you and change. Don't sit there and say, you know, I'm not ready yet, and make a million excuses to justify yourself. But rather, internal change requires action. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ was directed here in the ayah right after that. If when Allah wants good for you, He would make them here. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ayah, ayah number 24 in Surah Al-Anfal, استجيبوا لله رسول. Respond to the call of Allah and His Messenger. When He calls to that which gives you life. Such a beautiful ayah as well, in the sense that what gives us life is this faith. And it blesses us in our life, prevents us harm, prevents harm from us, and grants through our actions the prayers that we've been wanting to be accepted. Our actions are a proof of that. So, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is the one that stands between a person and their heart. Meaning, Allah is the one that we need to turn to and rely on when we wish and we seek something. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and again, the notion here is that a person that Allah wants good for, He will make them hear what they need to hear, but it's upon them to implement it. Some people, they don't want to. Some people, they just, you know, they're belligerent. They don't want to hear it. And there are some people that when they hear it, they don't want to implement it. So for them, you just leave them. Leave them to Allah. Make dua for them. Sometimes the only thing you can do for people is make dua for them. You tried, you've advised, you've spoken to them, you've done everything in your life, but they don't want to hear and they don't want to implement. So you just say, oh Allah, guide them. We leave them in your hands. So these two ayat are very powerful. If Allah wants good for somebody, He will make them hear. And then it's up to us saying, respond to the call. Beautiful ayat to establish how we, as in ourselves, when before we speak about getting rid of oppression upon others, we should remove the oppression that we're committing upon ourselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the greatest oppression is sin and disobedience of Allah. So in that essence, it's a very beautiful and powerful surah, which speaks about internal rectification as well, when we're even standing our ground in jihad and protection of the Muslim lands and defending Muslims from oppression. We have to remove the oppression that we commit. And part of the greatest and important thing is when Allah wants good for you, you listen to it when it comes to you. And how many times have you been in your life where you've been in a situation like you're in a khutbah or you're with a friend or somebody tells you something as if it was meant for you. Like literally, this person speaking to you and you only. That's because Allah's delivering you personally delivered guidance. Huh? Allah, what a beautiful ayah. If Allah wanted khair for them, He would have made them hear. May Allah make us of those who hear and implement. May Allah gather us with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make easy our affairs. And inshallah, we'll leave you all with this beautiful view. And we will continue tomorrow, inshallah, in illuminations, Quranic reflections from the Haramain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and grant us this companionship. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.